Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wesley Memorial. Welcome if you're in church, welcome if you're online, welcome to all. There is tea and coffee afterwards, I know because I've seen people preparing it. You are all welcome to tea, coffee, squash, water, whatever, and we look forward to meeting you there, particularly if you are visiting, come and introduce yourselves. Today's service is another one of those which has to be led by the stewards. So I'm afraid it's the stewards again. And I hope you will indulge us. But we are extremely grateful that it can be a communion service because the Reverend David Bull has agreed to lead that part of the service. So the first part will be led by your stewards and helpers, and then we will hand over to David. Our call to worship is a psalm of thanksgiving, which I hope will be responsive. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let us sing Hymn 368 in Singing the Faith, When Morning Gilds the Skies, omitting verse 2. Please be seated. Our opening prayer. Some words from Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Creator God, we glimpse your beauty in setting sun, mountain top, eagle's wing. We sense your power in thunder crash, lightning flash, and ocean's roar. Creator God, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we see your love stretched out upon a cross. We stand in awe at your sacrifice, pure love poured out for humankind. Precious Jesus, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we see your power in lives transformed, hearts on fire. We listen for your still small voice, comforting, guiding, calling. Holy Spirit, we praise you. And a short prayer of confession. Forgive us, Lord, for the things we have done and not done. Forgive us for the things we have said and not said. Forgive us for the lives we have lived and not lived. We ask to reflect the image of the one we profess to follow in thought, word, and deed. For his sake, amen. And we join in the Lord's Prayer in the version on the screen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive us who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. Today is Father's Day, and I thought we'd have a clip from a film which shows a reunion between a father and a son. And just to give you a bit of context, because it might be a bit confusing otherwise, it's from the film Kung Fu Panda 3, and it involves Po, who was lost as a baby, and is champion dumpling eater, which is the more notable thing. And he hears rumours at the beginning of this clip that his record is about to be broken.
Someone's about to beat your dumpling eating record.
Who's eating my dumplings?
And who's paying for them?
Are you?
I am you, sir.
What?
I'm Lee Shan. I'm looking for my son.
You lost your son?
Yes. Many years ago.
I lost my father.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Well. Good luck to you.
You too. I hope you find your son.
And I hope you find your father.
Son?
Oh my gosh, it is you! Well, don't just stand there. Give your old man a hug!
I can't believe you're alive.
Oh, I thought I lost you forever, little Lotus.
This is very embarrassing, but I think you've got me confused with a panda named Lotus. My name is Poe.
Oh, right. You wouldn't... No. Oh, okay. See, Little Lotus was the name you were given at birth.
Really?
Really?
I can't believe it. After all these years, and you're really here? This is amazing.
Jesus had no problem knowing who his father was and is. And when we said the Lord's Prayer just a little bit ago, which Jesus taught us to say, Our Father, because we're all part of God's family. We've all been made in some mysterious way in the image of God. And it's our job as a church to be open enough that we're a place where everyone can discover that truth for themselves. A place where everyone can discover God's love. A meeting place where the lost can discover their Heavenly Father and realize he was actually with them and loving them all the time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we are all part of your family, that although we can wander away from you, you will never leave us. Help us as a church as we seek to share the good news of your love with our community. May our family grow as those who were lost are found. Amen. And now the children are going to leave to go to their own activities. So we're going to join together and say, May the Lord be with you and also with you.
We're going to sing again now. Hymn number 34 in Singing the Faith, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness.
Thank you.
Picking up the themes of the hymn of obedience and humility, we're going to hear four short stories of people in the Bible who worshipped God in obedience, poverty, and humility. And they are Abraham, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Mary, and the widow in the temple. Thank you.
Shall I get this one? Thank you. Ah, third time lucky. Yeah. Right. So, Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 to 13. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me."
And the second reading is from 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 11 to 18. She made this vow, "O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicants, and no razor shall touch his head." As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying silently. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Put away your wine." But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman deeply troubled. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation all this time." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace. The God of Israel grant the petition you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your sight." Then the woman went to her quarters, ate and drank with her husband, and her countenance was sad no longer.
And from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 41 to 47. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior."
Continuing in Luke chapter 21 and verses 1 to 4. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on."
Thank you, Janet and Glendra and Wendy and Oscarina. Those were four very different snapshots, maybe nowadays they're screenshots, of people at very different times expressing trust in and love of God in their situation and in their understanding of it. We easily say God is love. But what might that mean for us in our situation here? We'll begin to explore some ideas. It begins wherever God is, there is God. The other way. Okay, thank you. Right, we'll begin to explore some ideas about God and love in this shared prayer of intercession. Wherever love is, there is God. What kind of love is God's love? It is the love that forgives and then forgives and forgives again. It is a love that rolls up its sleeves and gets involved with caring and mending and building. It is a love that is quite happy to be considered a fool, to be considered weak. It is a love that goes on giving but keeps no accounts. It is a love that is non-selective and unconditional. This is the nature of God's love, for this is the nature of our God. God, we live in the middle of your remarkable creation. All around us is evidence of your power, your glory, your wisdom, and your love. And yet you come to us as one who serves. Instead of controlling or overruling us, you kneel and wash our feet. In your humility, you show us the love that puts others before ourselves, the love that gives itself completely away, the love that holds each one precious and treats each one with respect. We do love you, God, knowing you first love us. Keep us faithful to our calling and show us that in you all things are possible. Amen. Keeping faith to our calling involves keeping in relationship with Jesus. And he told us how. First in a hymn and then in the words of the communion. So we're going to stand and sing from Singing the Faith 28, Jesus calls us here to meet him. Please be seated. This is our Lord's table, and it's his will that those who wish should meet him here. Whether for the first time or the 100th, you are welcome. Our wine is grape juice, our bread is gluten-free, and you are welcome to share. At the Last Supper, Jesus spoke of a time when he would meet again round a table with his disciples. This sacrament, therefore, is a foretaste of what is to come. In heaven, where all the ambiguities of life are no longer puzzling. In heaven, when all the regrets of life no longer hurt. In heaven, where all the deep joys of life find their fulfillment. In heaven, where all that has been repented is known to be forgiven. In heaven, we shall sit and sing and eat and drink in the glorious company of Jesus, who has gone to prepare the final table. But on earth, we're given this table, which he also prepared, so that we might meet him and he meet us in this world and in this time. In the mystery of bread and wine, which will keep us bound to him in eternal life. I invite you to stand, if you wish, for the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Creator God, it is right to praise you, for you are the one from whom we came and the one to whom we shall return. You conceived the universe, wove the world together, and hold all life in your hand. You watch us waking or sleeping. You keep every tear we shed. You hear every prayer we make. You know our best and our worst, and you will not let us go. So with rain, wind, and sunshine, with all that moves in time with its maker, we praise you. With the church throughout the world, Orthodox, Lutheran, Catholic, Reformed, with all who love Jesus and honor his name, we praise you. Singing the hymn of your everlasting glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Yes, blessed is he who was born among us incognito, who grew up without privilege or status, who walked the way of heaven through the streets of this world, who told the deepest truths in ordinary language, who touched and healed, blessed and disturbed without fear or favor, who showed inclusive love in all its unconditional glory, and who for all this was crucified, died, and was buried. And for all this and for all of us, rose again, who, though high in heaven, is present with us here and now. Blessed is he in all his love and beauty. God, beyond holiness, as we do what Jesus once did, let your spirit move among us to settle on this bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of Christ. And let that same spirit stir our souls, so that as we share this sacrament, we may recognize our Lord and receive him, that he may be in us and we in him forever. Amen. Will you please be seated? When we come to receive, the choir will come first so that they're free to sing for the rest of us as we come forward. And when the steward invites you, will you please come down to the front and make a semicircle here around the table. And after that first group has received, I will say a blessing before you go back to your places and another group comes forward. So it's down here and round that way. Unless you're the choir. Among friends, gathered round a table, Jesus took bread, and when he'd blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body. It's given for you." Then later, he took a cup of wine, and when he'd given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me." He who was with us, with God in the beginning, comes to us in this bread. He of whom the prophet spoke is present in this cup. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Would you like to come forward? Sign of Jesus' love for you. You take a piece. Body of Christ given for you. Bless you. Body of Christ given for you. Amen. Right. Can you stand a bit further over so they'll come past you? Go now in peace to serve others gladly and to accept the ministry of others. Amen. John, if you stand there, they can come past you, okay? Body of Christ given for you, John. Body of Christ given for you, John. Body of Christ given for you, David. Body of Christ given for you, David. Body of Christ given for you, Claire. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you, Janet. Go now in peace to love people into the kingdom. Amen. Given for you. Body of Christ 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 given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
The angels said it to startled shepherds. Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words, which come from heaven, are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
I invite you to share a sign of peace with the neighbours near you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace to the choir. We're God's forgiven children. We're at peace with one another. That is something to celebrate. And we're going to do it in our closing hymn. Shout for joy, the Lord has let us feast. On our heads and our houses, the blessing of God. In our coming and going, the peace of God. In our life and believing, the love of God. At our end and new beginning, the arms of God to welcome us and bring us home. Amen.